fish examined them in silence, moving around slowly, stirring them with the tip of his staff. After a while, he stopped, leaned on his staff, stared down. Smeds moved no closer. He had a feeling he did not want to see what fish saw. The old man settled onto his haunches slowly, as though his own bones ached. He caught hold of something, held it up for Smeds. A child's skull. Its top had been smashed in. Smeds was no stranger to death, even violent death. And this was old death for someone he'd never known. It should have bothered him no more than a rumor from the past. But his stomach tightened and his heartbeat quickened. He felt a surge of anger and unfixed hatred. "Even the babies," he muttered. "They even murdered the babies." Fish grunted. Tully and Timmy arrived. Tully looked bored. The only death that concerned him was the one awaiting him personally. Timmy looked unhappy, though. He said,
"They killed the animals, too? That doesn't make sense. What were they after?"
Fish muttered. "They killed for the sake of the blood. For the pleasure of the deed. The joy and the power to destroy. For the pure meanness of it. We know too many like that already." Smeds asked,
"You think it was the same bunch that killed everybody back up there?"
"Seems likely, don't it?"
"Yeah."
Tully grumbled.
"We gonna hang around here all day, or are we going to get hiking? Smeds, you decided you like it out here with the bugs and furry little things? Me, I want to get back and start enjoying life."
Smeds thought about wine and girls, and the scarcity of both in the great forest.
"You got a point, Tully. Even if 5 minutes ain't going to make any difference."
Fish said,
"I wouldn't go living too high too sudden, boys. Might get some folks to wondering how you got it. And maybe some hard guys to figuring how to get it away from you."
"Shit," Tully grumbled. "Quit your damned preaching. And maybe give me credit for a little sense."
He and Fish went off. Tully grousing and Fish listening unperturbed with the patience Smeds found astounding. He was ready to strangle Tully himself. Once they hit the city, he didn't want to see his cousin for a month. Or longer.
"How's the hand, Timmy?"
"Don't seem like it's getting any better." "I don't know about burns, you? My skin's got black spots where it was the worst."
"I don't know. I saw a guy once burned so it looked like charcoal."
Smeds hunched up a little, imagining the heat of the spike in his pack burning between his shoulder blades.
"We get to town, you go see a doc or a wizard. Don't fool around, hear?"
"You kidding? The way this hurts? I'd run if I didn't have to carry this damned pack."
The road was festooned with old butcheries and destructions. But the disaster had not been complete. Nearer the city,